Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt. He returns tomorrow. Another Bob in my life is Bob Zini. He is the Chicago Tomato Man. And how's it going this morning, Bob?
It's good. It's going well.
Excellent. So can I just say in a nutshell, your goal in life is pretty much to introduce everyone to the wonderful flavor of a homegrown tomato. Is that your mission in life?
That is my mission in life.
I have done a great job taking care of my tomatoes this year. I weeded like crazy. I watered, and I got my first black cherry tomatoes, which were delicious, kind of sweet, kind of tart. And earlier this morning, I mentioned the Kellogg's breakfast. I just picked one. It's not 100% red, but I don't want the squirrels to get it. And our news guy, Steve Grzanich, was wondering about the Kellogg's breakfast variety. What is that?
Kellogg's, let me pull up that info.
Yeah, there's right like 150 different varieties, so I don't expect you to know every single one. But I'm anxious to know, too, because I haven't had one yet. I don't know what we're looking at.
It should be kind of sweet. With a little bit of saltiness, not too tart, and it will probably be a lot easier on your stomach because it doesn't have a lot of acid in it.
Yeah, I know that tomatoes are good for you. They contain lycopene, which is very good for you, but sometimes the acidic tomato will bother your stomach, in which case a Kellogg's breakfast would be good, or perhaps a yellow tomato, right?
Correct. You know, yellow and orange tomatoes, by and large, have less acid, so easier on your stomach.
Can I ask you a question that I hope other people have? We always grew tomatoes. They were always red tomatoes. They were pretty much all looking the same, just different sizes. When did heirloom tomatoes get to be a thing?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 15, 20 years ago, there was a guy out in North Carolina, Craig LaHoyer, and he started this kind of dwarf tomato project. And, you know, as opposed to the monstrous plants, he created or helped develop or rejuvenate or renovate these tomatoes that had been hadn't been grown for decades and decades. And he brought them back and developed a network of people that were testing the different seeds for him. And I think he's really the guy who kick-started the heirloom tomato cult.
I'm telling you, it just looks, I need to thank him because it looks so pretty when you make little mini caprese balls on toothpicks. You can use various colors with your basil and your mozzarella, and it looks so good in a salad. They're just really interesting. So thanks for turning me on to this. And listeners, you can go to ChicagoTomatoMan.com. Bob Zini is closed for the season, but you can join the email list to get updates for next season. And lots of tips out there, too, but we do have some questions. Again, everyone talks about this tomato man. How do you keep squirrels off the plants? My entire crop was taken this year by the horrible balls of fur.
I've always said that, you know, they wait till they turn perfectly ripe, and they proved me wrong. I had a big tomato that wasn't even close to ripe, and they started eating through it. It is frustrating beyond belief, but I use netting, and even they went through some netting. They are incredibly aggressive this year.
And can you pick them when they're just starting to turn pinkish? That's what I did with the Kellogg's breakfast. I was so excited to see some red color that I'm going to leave it on the windowsill to ripen. Is that a good way to do it before the squirrels get it?
Absolutely. I've started picking them maybe a week or even two before they are really ready. And when you pick them, pop off the stem and put it shoulder down. And so, you know, the butt end is up, and they will tend to ripen a little faster.
So flip it upside down. I've got to go home and move them upside down on my windowsill. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. He returns tomorrow, and we are talking to Bob Zini, who is the Chicago Tomato Man. And we're going to roll through a bunch of questions here, Bob.
Okay.
630, please ask why the skins on my tomatoes are so tough. They're delicious, but I can't chew the skins.
Depends on the variety. Some of the skins are very tough on some varieties. Other varieties, you have kind of a thin skin. It all depends on the variety.
And there's nothing you can do, right? It's not like they're doing anything wrong?
No, they're not doing anything wrong. Of course not.
Okay, what about, there's another one about that they keep splitting. What's causing that? It seems like they're all split at the top. They still taste good, but look bad. Are we doing anything wrong?
You are watering unevenly. You need to keep it moist like a wet sponge all the time. And this year has been a little challenging because it's been so dry, especially the past couple weeks. So you have to get in there and water pretty much every day. If you don't water regularly, the core will absorb the water faster. The skin will have no water left over, so the skin does not get larger. And when the core gets bigger, the skin cracks around the top.
Yeah, I have not seen many cracking on my plants because I really have been out there every day. All right, another listener, 773 and WGN-TV's Eric Rung, have kind of the same question. I had a great crop of little heirlooms last year, so many that I ended up freezing them in 3 or 4 Ziploc bags. Are they still good for making red sauce, or are they too old?
That is one of the best ways to handle the situation many growers find themselves in with too many tomatoes. Freezing them is a great thing to do. Don't put them in the refrigerator. Can't put them in the refrigerator because that will kill the flavor and turn the texture to mush. But right to a freezer, it's a great way to preserve them.
That's interesting. I never knew they'd taste good after thawing them out.
They don't have the same depth and strength of flavor as if they're fresh, but they're still pretty darn good.
All right. Lower sections of my plant seem to be drying out and almost dying. What's going on?
Lower sections. If it's turning brown, that might be a problem. If it's still green, don't worry about it. A lot of the energy of the plant should be going up into the higher portions where the branches are. But if they start turning brown and there's side branches, just trim them off. So you only leave the stem in the lower, even 12 inches.
847, my plant grows and grows, but has stopped producing fruit. What do I do?
Make sure you're fertilizing regularly. You should fertilize with a tomato formula fertilizer at this point at least every 2 weeks, and I'm doing it every week.
Really?
And that will help start up the flowers again, but we're getting late in the season. So if you find any dead branches, again, cut them all off, because that's just robbing the plant of energy that could go into flowers.
All right. 219, I used banana water with some crushed up eggshells on my tomato plants this year, and I had to actually stake up the wire frames because the tomato plants got so big they were actually making them lean over. What do you think about that, Bob? Is a big plant necessarily a good plant?
Sure. A big plant is probably a healthy plant, and not necessarily, but it shows that there is good growth going on, and I wouldn't complain about that.
And eggshells, crushed up eggshells and banana water, is that something that's good for the tomatoes? Obviously, it's working for this listener.
Well, bananas are a good source of potassium, and plants need that. Eggshells, there's debate about how valuable they are. But if it's working, keep doing it.
Yeah, you do have to figure it out what works for you. 847 for the Tomato Man. Ever since I started planting my tomatoes in raised planter boxes, they are not doing well. I added more soil this year. It didn't help much.
Adding soil is always good, but you have to refresh the soil that's already in there. And if you're not doing that, the every year the tomatoes are taking nutrients out of the soil, so you have to make sure that there's plenty of fertilizer and make sure you till it as well, because if the soil gets all compacted, the there's no like micro spaces for the roots to work their way through the soil.
That listener who said the lower sections of the plant were drying out and dying, they did answer they are turning brown. So you said if they're turning brown, that might be a problem. Is that some kind of disease or something?
Could be septoria, which they can get if there's a lot of leaves or the branches are touching the soil, which is never good. If the branches are turning brown, cut them off. And if the stem itself is turning brown, then you've got a problem that will eventually kill the plant.
And something that I learned from you on your website, ChicagoTomatoMan.com, if there are like giant leaves and there's nothing coming from them, I've been cutting them off and I noticed that it's like I have this long stem and then the tomatoes and everything are up at the top. That has really changed the way everything is. It's like these are the best years ever I've grown tomatoes.
I tend to cut up, thin out the plants because you'll get a lot of foliage and it might be hiding the tomatoes, which you don't want. You want the sun to get on the tomatoes. So just, you know, if it gets really thick and bushy and the tomatoes are deep on the inside of it, just go ahead and cut off anything that doesn't have a flower on it.
That is such great advice. And finally, 224, good morning. Can you ask the tomato guy, excuse me, it's the tomato man, when should I take the plants out of my garden? Bill from Silver Lake, Wisconsin. That's a great question. I just leave them and do it next year. What do you recommend?
Well, after the first frost, the first hard frost, your tomatoes are dead, mm-hmm. you know. What I have learned to do is take them all out and prepare the soil in the winter or before winter sets in, late fall, for the next spring. Because it gives, if you put some fertilizer in there and some fagging peat moss and worm castings and whatever other things that you think is going to help the soil, and then till it in, then just let it sit there all winter long. And let me back up. Don't put like things, don't put like leaves and all of that stuff in there because those will carry septoria too. But you got to refresh the soil. And then in the spring, all you do is dig a hole and stick the plant in.
Excellent advice. As usual, always a pleasure to talk to you. He is Bob Zini, and you can follow him and sign up for emails at ChicagoTomatoMan.com. Thank you, Bob. Happy growing.
Hey, thank you, Wendy. Always a pleasure.
Talk to you again.